Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Joel and Anthony with your 9am Zedlines. Air Services Australia has released 5 flight path options to relieve noise pollution by sharing the noise with other suburbs in Brisbane. The report suggested reducing the flight frequency and concentration over the city with alternative routes and more flights over Bayside waters. As the plan also proposes simultaneous arrivals using both runways, Brisbane Airport's Head of Public Affairs, Henry Tuddiot, supported the change to improve noise outcomes for the local community.
The Brothers Rugby Club has locked in a 25-year lease with Brisbane City Council to build a sports precinct in northeast Albion. The council said the precinct incorporating a new indoor sport and recreation centre and swim school is still to be built in 4 years, as allied health services will be included in the final stage of the plan. Lord Mayor Adrian Schrinner said investing in grassroots sport will help consolidate Brisbane's role as the lifestyle capital of Australia.
In national news, a Melbourne Bunnings will be hosting a rave in its store parking lot at the end of August. DJ Duo, Peking Duck and other Australian electronic music artists are hosting the event with cooperation from Bunnings and have released videos to their social media promising unreleased tracks, an after party and a Bunnings-style sausage sizzle. Tickets to the event sold out within a minute yesterday upon release, and all funds from the event will go towards a not-for-profit organisation that provides mental health support and crisis relief.
Anthony Albanese accused Antifa's LNP Senator Gerard Rennick of a cooker after he posts about childcare on X. Senator Rennick claimed on X that institutionalized childcare is a sacred cow for the Labour Party and would destroy the family unit and brainwash children early with the woke mind virus. In response to his post, Mr. Albanese said, "Cookers like Senator Rennick, being able to express views that are completely out of touch with modern Australian society, need to be called out."
In international news, Thailand's Prime Minister, Srettha Thavisin, has been removed from office by the country's constitutional court. Thavisin was found to be dishonest following investigations of having appointed a cabinet member, Pichit Chuanban, a man who was imprisoned briefly for allegedly trying to bribe board staff in 2008. The allegations, however, were never proven, and Pichit resigned of his own accord in May.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with slight chance of a shower. It's currently 21 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 26. The UV index is predicted to reach a moderate 5. That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au/news. 4ZZZ.